This is RSBNB Update, episode 209, recorded Thursday, June 18th, 2009. Uncle Shane and Auntie Brad. Hello, everybody. Welcome to RSBNB Update, the RuneScape podcast that informs you on everything RuneScape, including tech, RSBNB, and random little political rants that Brad likes to go on.
That I like to go on? Yeah, right, that you start.
Oh.
Yes.
That's Brad, the 18-year-old English boy from...
You don't need to give people my age. They might have much older than that.
Well, you're 18.
Yes, well done. You know my age. Shane is 22.
Nice.
And thus can qualify. And I'm sure in those 4 years he has gained much worldly wisdom that places him well above me. Not?
Maybe. We'll see. So, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
That's good. That's like what your mom should have taught you. When you come into a public gathering, you say hello. You shake
this is
everyone's
a public
hand.
Gathering. I can't shake all their hands. I'm not going on a road trip across America.
And bow slightly with your head.
Shane, you're nuts.
Isn't that the customary English greeting, to bow slightly with your head?
No. Where the hell did you get that from?
Okay.
It's to offer them tea and crumpets.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's not.
PvP drop changes this week. This seems like a rather generic update, doesn't it? Nothing really that interesting about it. So I'm just going to riddle off some points about it, and you can stop me if you find something interesting, okay?
Okay.
They replaced many items with more generic items, for one thing. They've also added loot drops, which can be sold for large chunks of cash from Mandrith and Edgeville, or his brother Nastroth and Lumbridge. They also remove poison items from the drop tables. And the reason, of course, they did this is because they received feedback from the players saying that getting items like barrows, dragonfire shields, and the like made the source less exciting. So made barrows more less exciting, you know? It makes
sense,
though.
How would it make it less exciting?
Well,
you're killing it with... You know, you're killing it full knowing that somebody else could come up and kill you just after you've got a good item.
Yeah, but you
should make it more exciting.
But if you could PK and end up getting Barrows items without going to Barrows, what's the point in going to Barrows anymore? That takes the fun out of it. You know?
Oh, I misunderstood the change. Yes, I see. It makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yes, that's good. So, they've also added a little progress bar, which displays your earning potential after how long you've been running about. So, I guess that's just to say, well, now's a good time to go kill someone, or no, you should just be warming up a bit more, you know? So.
Yeah, I hear you have to do warm-ups to click a mouse.
Well, no, you know what I mean. Like, warming up to make sure that you get, that you're getting the right kind of drops that you want. That sort of thing.
Yes.
They moved a whole bunch of monsters into the vacant Bounty Hunter crater, since the Bounty Hunter crater isn't actually being used for Bounty Hunter anymore. They moved Hellhounds, Lesser Demons, Greater Demons, and a whole bunch of skeletons in there.
Shane, can you hear that?
What? Can I hear what?
Oh, never mind. Sorry, there was I opened a page and it had an advert on it that was talking. I could just hear these two people talking. I was like, Shane, can you hear that? I was like, no, it's nothing. Anyway, continue.
As I was saying, they put Hellhounds, Lesser Demons, and Greater Demons with some skeletons into the old Bounty Hunter crater.
At least it has a positive use now.
Yeah, it can be used for Slayer.
Just an empty... And, you know, Hellhounds were... If somebody was camping that spawn in Edgeville, it was... Not Edgeville, Ardoin. Somebody was camping there. It was a bit of a bitch to find places to kill them.
And not to mention, Hellhounds are extremely slow.
Mm.
So, that's good. All teleports cast on PvP worlds will take you to Edgeville. And there's also been a switch added in South Edgeville that takes you into deep wilderness.
All good changes.
Yeah. And as we all know, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
No.
Gravestones for instance areas will appear outside of that area marked on the map with a timer. With this, all gravestones will last for a minute longer than they previously did. So, you know, this means, like, if you're in somewhere fighting Bork, for example, as that's a common example they give, and you die, your gravestone will appear outside the portal to go into his room.
Yes, that's how most other MMORPGs deal with deaths in instant areas. Instanced areas, I mean.
There was a picture on RuneWire. Someone was wondering, I don't remember who it was, they were wondering what this countdown was they had on the screen. But after reading further into this update, it's obvious that it was a death counter.
Wow.
How long you had. That's it for their PvP changes. I guess it's good if you PvP. Which, you know, is sort of interesting because if we remember last year, people weren't that overjoyed with PvP and their emphasis on it, right?
Yeah.
But it seems as though this year they're actually pushing it more, you know? So, that's good. If you PvP. Because, you know, that is sort of a good way of making money. But I never had any luck with it. What about you?
No, I didn't either.
Okay, well, in that case, we're going to move on to some tweaks and fixes. The whip special has been rebalanced. Now withdraws 25% of energy instead of 10%. Which is in accordance with last week's run
well,
energy
upgrade.
That
just seems like a balancing change. Now you can, you know, regen energy so much quicker. It's logical.
Yeah. Trawler has an activity bar now. And they fixed a bug in Wel'Gothic Sleeps where if you weren't in the center, like the center section, if you were in the center, your run energy wouldn't recharge at the right rate. So, still weeding out bugs from last week. It seems as though all the game engine bugs have been weeded out for the most part. Because there were some rather absurd ones that came out after we did the show, I think. Or no, was that before? I don't know.
I bet there are so many more left that are rarer and sort of...
Well, yeah, it's hard to...
Will take longer to unearth.
Hard to find them. At least nobody ended up dying instantly, you know?
Yes.
You get 5 points if you get what I'm referring to. Because that was ages and ages ago.
Sorry, can you repeat that? I wasn't paying attention.
I was saying that at least people aren't dying randomly, and if you get that...
Oh, yeah, the construction event. Yeah.
You get 5 points because...
Juradel. Juriel, not Juradel.
No, not that. Remember the Son of Death one?
Oh, well, when I was recording.
Yeah, you'd just be standing somewhere and you'd die.
I got that gif of it, didn't I?
Yeah. I think I still have it somewhere, probably on the blog somewhere.
That was my... I remember that day, so many years ago. I heard that people were randomly dying. This was before the days of clan chat people, so when you heard things, they were generally like when you were standing in, you know, Varric or Falador. And I was standing in... I think it was Falador, actually. I was standing in, and I just heard somebody going, oh, you know, there's a bug around where people randomly die. I heard somebody died... near Tears of Guthix. So me being the roving reporter that I was, I went to Tears of Guthix with my what was the screen recording program I used?
Camtasia.
Yeah, with my Camtasia that I'd pirated, ready to go. And I had it recorded for about 5 minutes, I think, before somebody died randomly. And so yeah, that was... there's actually a lot of people gathered for it, and one person died. And I caught it right on camera.
Yeah.
That's my 5 minutes of RuneScape fame that were never really fame because nobody knew about them.
I'm trying to find that picture on my archive somewhere.
You better have it because I don't.
I think it might have went away in a hard drive failure.
Okay. It's probably... it might be on my blog. I'm sure
it might be on my blog too.
Back when I used to post stupid shit as of No Value 21.
I'll look for it, actually.
Look for it on your blog.
Yeah. Make it an
okay, I'll try
look for STS on. I'm sorry for that little digression, but you can read the release notes for more little fixes. There's not much major this week. Unless Brad has something on the release notes that he thinks is major.
No, I think major.
Okie dokie. Next thing. RuneScape membership cards available at 7-Eleven, or the Sev as it's called in slang.
And
terms.
For people in Europe or truly Britain who have never heard of this, do not worry. I have never heard of it.
It's a convenience store. You guys have Max there?
Max?
Yeah. I'm guessing no. Like, you don't have little stores around that just sell, like, snacks and magazines and newspapers and that sort of thing?
Yeah, W.H. Smith is a common one here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's like they're like small little chains that are open 24 hours?
I don't think they're open 24 hours here.
Okay.
We have 24-hour supermarkets.
Oh, that's interesting. And don't doze off.
I'm not... okay, fine.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's a good thing. I wonder if they're in Canada, because we have 7-Eleven here, but I'm not sure.
Would you go there to buy these things?
No, I wouldn't. But I would if I was holding a contest and I needed prizes to mail out. Not that we're going to do something like that. I don't even know what the legalities of something like that would be. But...
I think they're against the RuneScape rules, aren't they?
Yeah, contest. That's too bad. Anyways, membership cards available at 7-Eleven or the Sev. You have anything else on that?
Nothing else on that.
RuneScape is promoting themselves.
I'm watching the trailer as we speak. It looked impressive until you sort of... It struck me watching this trailer that the movement, the casting and the fighting animations do not match the new graphics.
You know,
the new graphics look really swishy and high-tech, whereas all the old sort of movements and player actions look really wooden and shit.
One thing that came out on this video on Twitter was that, yes, they are working on new attack animations and stuff. That's what you see in the video.
They need new animations for everything, because, like I said, the first 10 seconds, one of the first 15 seconds of the video where you're just flying around the scenery, it's like, wow, it looks awesome. And then you see sort of players, and it all looks so crude.
But, no, they say, music, temple desecrated from Lelgothic sleeps. I don't know, it's a good song, right?
MIDI.
Okay, I'm going to say something. It is composed on a MIDI keyboard.
Woo! MIDI!
Right? But they compress it into something else, so it doesn't render on everybody else's sound card the same. So it's recorded as MIDI, but it's not... You're not hearing MIDI when you're hearing it.
Hey, they put... They actually have on the Jagex channel... They have, like, these things where you can see their mods.
I know.
I've never seen this before. They all look normal, which is surprising.
One thing I really like about this video is how they do the pan in and out to all the different kind of screens, you know? That's very 24-esque, you know?
Oh, yeah, because I heard no other, you know, nobody in the history of you know, video editing has ever used panning in and out before, have they?
No, like the multiple screens, panning in and out to the multiple screens. It's like, it's something that was pioneered on 24, multi-screen. More and more people are starting to use it. Anyways, check out the video. It's a good video. One of the better than last year's trailer. And they also have a new page that you go to if you've never been to RuneScape.com. Basically, they say, welcome to RuneScape. Free to play, world's most popular MMO with a little asterisk next to it. With the sign that says Guinness World Records. They also say, join a global community of millions, instant access, no installation, play anywhere on your browser, over 15,000 hours of free gameplay, 150-plus quests, 24 diverse skills, regular content updates. That'd be enough to get me to try, you know? Who is this that you sent to me?
It's Gordon Brown and Alistair Darling with two fundraisers. I just think it's funny how awkward they look, like...
And how does this have to do with...
It has nothing to do with it whatsoever. You didn't have to click on it, but you did. Therefore, it's your fault.
I thought it was to do with the video, like one of...
No, it was nothing to do with the video.
One of their...
I'm watching this. I'm watching some of the mods now, actually. You got some shots of their offices.
I know. It's nice, isn't it?
There's one called Mod Oliver, and I swear he sounds foreign. Well, he must be foreign.
Okay. I'm going to take you away from your video now, and we're going to move on to this poll.
Okay, so, the poll.
I'm going to take the first question. Have you rested next to a musician since they appeared in-game? 67% say yes, more than once.
Unfortunately, yes.
17% say yes, once. 7% no, because I have not seen any musicians. 4% no, because I have not used the rest function. 2% other, and 2% I do not know what musicians are. That's interesting, you know?
Yeah.
How can you not know what they are when they're on the front
not
page?
Paying it. Perhaps people don't bother reading what's on the front page.
Well, they should. So, next one.
Which of the following is your favorite musician? Please click all the reply. Alcarid, Catherby, Draenor, Eagles, Peak, Faldor North, Faldor South, Fishing Guild, Golden Apple Tree, Ice Mountain East, Isfadar, Karamja North, Karamja South, Khazad Fight Arena, Khazad, Lumbridge Castle, Michelania, Mortmire, Mauritania North, Rokeka, Rokeka Road, Shantae Pass, Sophonem, Stealing Creation, Varric Lumbyard, Varric Southeast, Varric West, Wilderness North, Wilderness West, Other. I do not have a favorite. I have not used the rest function. I have not seen any musicians. I do not know what musicians are.
You sound like one of those telemarketers.
Thank you. I could probably read it faster. Alcarid, Catherby, Draenor, Eagles, Peak, Faldor South, Fishing Guild. See, I could do it faster. Alcarid for me.
Okay, that's the Chief Snake Charmer?
Yes.
Chief Snake in his little basket. Okay. For me, I said Alcarid, Isfadar, and then Wilderness North, the Dead Bagpiper.
I'm tempted to put I do not know what musicians are for every answer just because I think it's funny.
6,100 people say they do not have a favorite. And that's by far the one that's winning them the most. Then we go down to 1,800 votes for Falador North.
What? Which one is that?
Falador North is the one when you come out of Falador and walk north.
Yes, but what's the musician there?
Oh, it's just some guy playing on a lute thing.
Oh, right.
And the least favorite is I do not know what musicians are, 399 votes.
Also, there's almost 400 people still in the dark.
Yeah, and 724 say they have not used the rest function, and 1246 have not seen any musicians. I don't know what we can interpret from this. What do you think?
Not much really. I mean, it's not really like, you know, it's very much an opinion thing. It's not a big addition to the game. It's a minor feature, and they're not really asking, do you think it's useful or do you think it's practical, which it obviously is. They're just asking, which one do you like the most and have you used it?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out why we have musicians, actually, when we have the rest function.
They don't, when you rest by them, it goes at a faster rate.
Well, yeah, a little faster, but still.
It's nice little sort of filler content.
Yeah.
It's not completely
It's like you're just walking along and you see this guy and you take a seat and...
No, Shane, you dislike homeless people.
They're not homeless. They have nice clothes on.
Do they go home in the evenings? You don't know. They might not have a home.
They're there for 24 hours a day, just like the bankers.
What did you just call me?
I said they're there for 24 hours in a day.
No, you said, you called me a wanker.
I said, like the bankers.
Anyway. Have you spent any time socializing next to a musician? Yes, with my existing friends. Yes, with people I didn't know. Yes, with both new and existing friends. No, because I've not used the rest function. No, because I've not seen any musicians. I do not know what musicians are other. I just put no for that one.
48% say no.
What a great you. It's not going to be like a new sort of place where you can sort of, you know, where you can sort of, you know,
it doesn't seem very sociable to me. Like, was that the goal of it, to try and create some sort of new social setting, try and get people to interact?
I don't think so. They probably just tried to think of a third question to come up with.
Oh, speaking of this, they also fixed that cape rendering. Your cape's nicely fades away now rather than just disappearing into the ground when you sit down. So, take that for what it's worth. And last question. Do you think the musicians are a welcome addition to RuneScape's community? 80% say yes, 9% I do not know, 7% no, and 2% I do not know what musicians are.
Well, yeah, of course they're a welcome addition. I mean, they're not completely pointless.
Everyone
it's
music, you know?
It's nice filler content.
Like, music is good, you know? If I could find some music that I liked, maybe I'd listen, but...
Even if it's MIDI music.
Oh, please. Like, the problem... Like, if I could find music I liked, I would listen, but the problem is I can't find anything, you know? So, I really have no idea where to start. But that's beside the point. That's the poll this week about the musicians. Which in the end I think was kind of interesting because they've never asked us about what we thought of last week's update, you know?
Well, they obviously want immediate feedback. They're obviously feeling a little bit insecure. Is that alright? I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe we should ask them.
Maybe. Who knows? Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates. On to questions. You take the first one.
First question. Hey, Shane and Brad. What do you think is the best benefit of being a member on RuneScape? What members' items, quest, skill, or location would you make free to play? Thanks, and keep up the great show. That question is from Bucky Manaroni.
Best benefit of being a member, I'd say, is all the extra training areas.
Yeah, the extra, the terrain, the much larger game world, really.
Yeah. And, of course, farming. If I could make,
Could make farming free to play, would you?
Yes, everybody needs to do it. Everybody needs to learn how to farm.
So that's the answer to the second part of the question. What member's item, quest, skill, or location would I make free to play?
Fishing. Oh no, fishing is free to play.
Dumbass. That's a difficult question, really. I was going to say fishing guild, but then I don't want that infested with noobs. But then I guess 68 fishing on free-to-play, you'd have to be fairly... But then how would you get there? Because I don't know. What area would I make free-to-play? That's a difficult question. Probably... I'd give them... I can't say location, that would be too difficult. Skill, I would give them...
Slayer.
Herblore.
No!
Yes.
An area I'd give them? I'd give them Taverly and the Games Room area in Berthurp.
I guess they could have that. Even the Antrol Mountain?
No, Troll Mountain, because there's too many quests. There'd be a little gate when you try and walk up it. So, that's the area I'd add on. Anything else?
You could stop them just past Tenzing, couldn't you?
You could stop them what?
You could stop them just past Tenzing, you know, the Sherpa.
Past Tenzing?
Oh, Jesus Christ. When you go up to Troll Mountain, you pass through that little hut, and there's that guy there called Tenzing.
Oh, right. It's right. How do you remember that guy's name?
Because it's named after Sherpa Tenzing, who helped Edmund Hillary, I think it was Edmund Hillary, up Mount Everest.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, I just verified it. He was the most famous mountain climber in history. He was one of the first two individuals to reach the summit of Mount Everest, which he accomplished with Edmund Hillary on the 29th of May, 1953. Tenzing. Is that his second name is Norgay. Make what jokes about that you will.
I'd like to climb Mount Everest. You want to come?
Thanks, give out the big show. What?
You want to come?
Come where?
Climb Mount Everest?
You can't even say it. What makes you think you can climb it?
It's just a slip of the tongue. Mount Everest, do you want to come climb it?
No, I don't want to die.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you for the question.
Money macaroni. Why do people who are under level 20 and wearing armor, weaker than Mithril, think it makes sense to call me a noob? I'm level 78 because I wear the Zamorak-trimmed rune armor.
It doesn't
personally,
have to be a reason for them to call you a noob. You could call anyone a noob.
I think they're jealous.
You can't reason with people if they're just going to go around calling you a noob. You know, it's like, they're just assholes. Ignore them. It's not worth it.
Yeah, that's my point, too. If they're calling you a noob, there's obviously something they have an issue with, and there's nothing you can do about it, so...
It's probably not a reasonable thing to have an issue with either. They just probably, you know, they probably have issues. You know, mummy, daddy didn't love them, so they need to log on to internet games and... taunt and try to bully other players.
Were you
left? Feel better. Sorry?
Were you loved?
Of course, I was a wondrous child. I was an only child, of course I was loved.
Oh, right. Did you get hugs and kisses before bed?
Of course I got hugs and kisses before bed. I got a story as well.
Aww.
But you did. Did your parents read to you when you were younger?
Yes, they did, actually. They did.
My father used to read from the Bible, which is funny that I turned out so anti-theistic. draw from that what you will. Anyway, but yeah, just ignore them. Just ignore the people that, you know, go around calling you names.
Noob.
Even if, you know, if they were level 120 in dragon armor and they called you a noob, they're still assholes.
Ignore them.
Even it's just like, you know, Auntie Shane and Uncle Brad giving advice.
Yeah, it is, actually. Except it's Uncle Shane and Auntie Brad.
No, Auntie Shane and Uncle Brad.
Because the English accent makes you automatically female.
No, it doesn't. Piss off.
I was gonna.
How dare you say that? I'm most insulted.
I was gonna say that even if they're not saying noob, they really are. They really are can be noobs and be demeaning. Like, for instance, this guy who must have been like some form of a peer kept asking me for my farming level when I had the farming cape on.
He's probably just a dumbass. You should have told him anyway. Be nice to dumbasses.
No. Dumbasses.
I have no problem. I have no problem with dumbasses as long as they are not assholes. If you're an asshole and a dumbass, that's never a problem with you. I don't mind stupid people. I'm put up with stupid people. Except when they're like, you know, intolerably stupid, like, well, I guess not knowing that, you know, you get a farming cape. Perhaps even, I don't know, anyway. I get into all debate about ethics and, you know, when it's okay to be nasty to somebody who's stupid, but it's not worth it. Just be nice to everyone. Let's all hold hands and dance and sing songs and, you know, kumbaya, my lord, and all that.
Yeah, that's not possible.
Yeah, not with North Korea. Damn you, Kim Jong-il. We just don't want to hold hands and sing songs. But you won't hold our hand.
Thank you. How would you say that? Is it Regnanth or Regnanth?
Regnanth, I'd go with.
Okay, thank you, Regnanth.
Dear Shane and Brad.
Oh, okay.
You took that one. I'm taking the third one. Okay. We alternate, Shane. We alternate. You should know how this goes now. You've been doing it for 2 years, 3 years. Dear Shane and Brad, who is your favorite actor? Okay, let's do this. Favorite actor, Shane?
Tom Cruise.
The one, oh my god, Tom Cruise, the Scientology freak who's probably gay.
Go ahead, your turn.
He's an average actor, but he's nothing special. Morgan Freeman, without a doubt, one of the greatest actors alive today.
I always get those two confused, Morgan Freeman and Denzel Washington.
Well, Morgan Freeman's substantially older than Denzel Washington, I think.
Yeah, but...
By the way, Philadelphia was on the other night, and I watched it. I've never seen it before.
Yeah, I did, actually.
You've seen Philadelphia?
Yeah.
I bet you loved it, since you hate gays. You're like, yes, die, man, with a die.
We watched it in one of my school classes in grade 11.
I've never seen it before. Anyway, a bit off topic, but yes, Morgan Freeman, without a doubt. Who is your favorite actress? Favorite actress? Favorite actress? Let me think. Films I liked that had women in them. Favorite actress. Favorite actress. Let me think. What was the last films I went to see? Angels and Demons.
Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, Star Trek. Were there any women in that?
Yes, there were.
I can't think of female actresses.
Yeah, neither could I.
Apart from the obvious cliche ones. I don't like Angelina Jolie because, you know, she's just weird, and she's another one of these, you know, let's adopt loads of kids from Africa brigade. Well, she's not as bad as Madonna, but...
That annoys me.
Who else is there? There's... I can't think of many. Films with female actresses in. Films with female actresses in.
I don't know.
With female actresses in.
Yeah, I can't think of anything either, can you?
I'm trying to think. Why can I not think of any decent female actresses? My mind has completely deserted me. Which is not the first time.
Amy Adams, Jane Addams, Jessica Alba, Elizabeth Allen, Joan Allen, Karen Allen, Christina Allen, Laura Allen. I'm just... Here's a full list if you need any help. I don't even know. I can't think of anything.
I understand.
Miley Cyrus, is that your favorite actress?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Most annoying. I've only seen, I know everyone's like, I know she's like some teen singer and her father sang Achy Breaky Heart. But I'd only heard of her, and then she was on a late night chat show here, and I watched it, and oh my God, she is so annoying. I want her to die. I don't want her to die. That's a bit harsh. I want her to stop talking. That would be a good start.
Yeah,
but
I can't think of any off my head. Neither could I. Sorry.
Yeah, we're lame. We can't think of girls. We can only think of black men. What is your
favorite movie?
Let me think. Shawshank Redemption is good because of Morgan Freeman. I also like Training Day, which has Denzel Washington in it.
Okay.
Those are my two favorites.
Okay.
Shawshank Redemption, then Training Day.
For me, it's so hard because there's so many things that I can talk about. It changes from day to day, you know? But if I was to go over to my DVD cabinet and I was told to watch a movie and I was told to pick one out right now that wasn't Star Trek, I would probably go for The Bourne Identity.
Terrible films.
Why? They're good.
No, they're terrible. My dad likes them, but I don't.
Good. Give me Derek's address and phone number.
Derek. Give me Derek's address. If you can say his name normally. Well, no, you
Derek.
Can say that, but no.
That's how we say it here. Anyway, so there's my option. The Bourne Identity was... the third one was the best. Then the first one. Or maybe they're tied. And the second one was worst out of the three. Oh, and he says besides Star Trek. See, that's an important thing to put, right?
Yes. Anyway, keep up the awesome show. Magnigan.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go, your question.
Dear hosts, what are your opinions on social networking sites like Facebook and MySpace?
Waste of time. Culture on society.
Dr. Bob, you forgot one. It's called Twitter.
Yeah. Well, Twitter's useful, but sites like MySpace and Facebook, which is like, enter all your personal information, put some pictures up of you, add your friends. Waste of time. Waste of damn time.
You know, MySpace is... No, I don't go there.
Everyone I know is like, Brad, get a Facebook. Brad, get a Facebook so we can add you on Facebook. So we can add you on Facebook so we can write things on your wall, blah, blah, blah. I don't want Facebook. I don't want people to write things on my wall. I'm happy to leave my wall uncreated and completely blank. I refuse to get a Facebook. Everyone's getting a Facebook now.
Yeah. Like, the thing is that I think MySpace is a thing that's gone, and if you still use MySpace, I feel sorry.
Oh, yeah. MySpace has come and gone. MySpace is so 2006.
Yeah, I know. That's why I feel sorry for you if you're still on MySpace, because you should be moving to other things like Facebook or Twitter even. Facebook,
but the whole
is,
idea of profile sites are completely and utterly frivolous.
It doesn't make sense to me. It's too much, you know? It's too much.
I just don't see why you'd want to do it. It's like, it just seems completely pointless to me. I mean, rather than, you know, getting a Facebook and then going on my friend's Facebook and leaving the messages, I'll call them and talk to them or go
and see them
face to face. Well, yeah, I'm not just going to go onto their Facebook every 10 minutes and
you sound like you're from the 40s using the phone. What about a text message?
Yeah, I don't text that often. I prefer to call. But, yeah, it's just, I don't see the point in it. It seems completely frivolous to me.
I prefer Twitter because...
And I know if I had a Facebook, Shane would just stalk it like hell.
I prefer Twitter because Facebook is too much. Twitter is nice and simple.
Yeah, Twitter's not as bad, but...
With that said, check out RSBNB staff on Twitter.
Do you update that?
Yeah, me and Mike. Well, I post most of the updates Mike has access to. I don't think he's posted on it. But anyways, also Shane, what do you think of this picture from Dr. Bob? Oh, this is a great picture. What do you think of it, Brad?
He looks like E.T. with his finger.
This was
Captain Picard phone home.
Okay, what you're seeing in this shot is you're seeing
for the love of God.
And this was from an episode called Timescape, in which time is frozen due to an anomaly. So they go aboard the ship wearing these devices that allows them to walk through time. And this little cloud is from a warp core breach in progress. So that's a cloud of engine coolant that's coming out of the warp core, right? So it's stuck like that, so he draws this little smiley face in it. Then he starts laughing really hard because his little device is having problems, so he's experiencing
okay, please don't take 20 minutes to describe this stupid picture. I hate you, Dr. Bob. Thank you. How dare
just
you?
Just wait. He's suffering temporal distortions causing him causing problems to his body. So, all in all, it's a good episode. Probably one of my favorites. It's called Timescape from season 6. So check it out, Timescape. Oh, and this is also this episode also has a few clips from the Picard song. Remember that song?
Yeah, okay. Let's get on, please. No more talking.
Google
about
the Picard song.
No. Anyway, thank you.
Thank
you. How dare you sidetrack the show in this way? Dear Brad and Shane. What does it take to have a donor rank? I.e., how much money do you have to donate, and or do you have to have a subscription? I can answer that question for you. You donate any amount, but it probably makes sense to at least
actually,
donate a
no.
couple. Oh, you've changed it, have you, Shane?
Yeah.
You fascist bastard.
It's a $5 donation to get the donor rank.
That's nothing. I've donated tons more than that.
I know. You want to donate again?
No.
Oh. And
you
yes,
me, Shane.
We do prefer the subscriptions. I said if we could get everybody with over 500 posts to have a subscription of $4 a month, that would be excellent.
But yeah, Shane, because that would probably put money in your own pocket on top of the ad revenue.
Well, no, it would help us break even.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say things aloud, what you've said to me or what I have overheard in group conversations, but yeah, I think that's bullshit, and I think you would just be lining your own pockets.
No, but yes,
yep.
that's
$5.
$5.
But you don't have to have a subscription, just $5
no,
for the donor.
Just a one-time thing, too, so.
Brad, when was the last time you got drunk, and what was the craziest thing you did while drunk? In all honesty, I don't know whether that question makes me think, have I personified myself as some sort of party animal who maybe has an alcohol problem? I don't get drunk a lot. I don't drink alcohol. Well, I drink alcohol at weekends, but even then it's like one or two, if that. But last time I got drunk was probably... I didn't even get drunk on... Well, yeah, it was probably my 18th. Because I actually went out for a nice expensive meal in London with a lot of my friends and my father.
What's the drinking age there?
18. Oh. Hence why. But after that, we went to a couple of bars, and I was kind of tipsy. I didn't get that drunk because I didn't want to. We were in a nice hotel, and the bars we went in were nice and upmarket, and I didn't want to throw up everywhere. I hated throwing up because
yes.
ages and ages ago, I was at a party. I think it was 2007. I was 16, and I was at like a extended
this was in Germany, right?
Yeah, it was Germany, and I was at like a friend's family member's party. I was just there, like it was a I didn't even know the person. I just got invited along just to fill the numbers, probably. And I got terribly drunk, and I ended up going home and throwing up all over my bed, which wasn't nice for. But Dad cleaned it up for me. Actually, he actually cleaned it up that night.
Really?
I saw he heard me throwing up, and he came and cleaned it up. But that's probably the crazy thing I've done while drunk: throw up. I don't do crazy things when I'm drunk.
I am of the opinion that you should only be drinking if you're above the legal drinking age.
Oh, screw that. You can drink in... No, it's 18 to drink in public. You only have to be over the age of 3, I think. No, it's 5.
3?
5. Over the age of 5 to drink in private. That's
what?
The law in this country.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, my God.
You have to be 18 to buy alcohol, but in a private residence, you can drink it over the age of 5.
God.
But,
As
I was saying before, Shane rudely interrupted me. I don't do crazy things when I get drunk. What happens is after I've had a couple of alcoholic drinks and I'm like slightly tipsy, I become more serious, more uptight because I'm trying to sort of hold it together and not let people know I'm drunk. And then a few more, I'm more talkative. I don't talk that much. Which is really hard to believe since I do most of the talking on here most of the time.
Maybe we should give you a few shots before the show then.
I think I'm talking to, no, I mean like in like a group social situation. I'm generally not the most talkative person, but after a couple of drinks, I talk too much.
It's called being lubricated.
I'm sorry. I'm sure you've lost experience.
That's called being lubricated.
Anyway, on to that question. I feel I've rumbled enough about it. Shane,
remember when you walked into the wall?
That was an act. That was not connected to the drinking.
Yes, it was.
That was wine, anyway. No, it wasn't. Shrad. Okay, that's both of us, I guess. Please give me a vivid idea of the layout of your computer room, place where you play RS. Questions are from Brendan P. 1224. Okay, I'll give you a rough idea of mine. I'm sitting at a desk, which sort of goes out in front of me and then spins around to my side. It's sort of like a curve shape, which I like. It was actually made by my dad from a piece of wood, so it's not that great as a desk, but it works. I just like it because it's got the sort of the shape I wanted. In front of me, I have my computer screen and my keyboard. Then, sort of at a bit of a diagonal facing me, and about arm's length away, is my television. And next to that is my Xbox. And then to the next of that, I have three shelves on the side of my wardrobe, which sort of sides onto my desk, and on those shelves I have an awful lot of books, probably about, I'd say, close to 50 books. I just tend to shove books up there when I finish reading them, and also my Xbox games.
How big is your TV?
32,
I okay think. How big is your monitor?
19.
Okay, can we have pictures?
No, you cannot have pictures. Shane's been asking me for pictures. But like, I mentioned anything relating to real life, and he's like, pick. No, fuck off, Shane.
Okay. For me, I have my chair, obviously. And then in front of me, there's one 20-inch display, and then to the right of that, there's another 20-inch display. The one straight in front of me is connected to the MacBook Pro, which is on the left. And then the one on the right is connected to the Windows computer, which is on the right, sitting on a table. And then, of course, the keyboard pulls out, and then the Xbox is behind the monitor. And then, of course, I have the visual range to the TV, which is an old-fashioned 36-inch CRT, which weighs roughly 220 pounds. So it's safe to say it's not going out of here easily. And then to the right, looking down the hallway, is a storage room. Then if you were to turn right into a doorway, there's the bathroom. Then if you turn left, there's the sewing room and the guest bedroom, which is where Brad's going to stay when he comes here.
Never.
And then on the way down...
He said computer area, not your bloody home.
Then down this hallway is the laundry room on the right.
He said computer area, dumbass.
And then on the other side of the wall where I am is the TV area with the couch and everything.
He said computer area, Shane.
And then my mom sits next to me with her computer.
And then she makes him his lunch because he can't make it himself.
No.
Do you think, dear Shane and Brad, do you guys think that even though free-to-play RuneScape players don't pay the monthly fee to members, they should still get any amount of extra content just like paid... play players do? Well, free-to-play players get the odd bit of content now and then, and I think that's about as much as you deserve, seeing as how they don't pay. I mean, so yeah, I think you get it in drips and drabs. And didn't they say the next skill would be free-to-play?
Yeah, that's right.
So you see, you're going to be getting a new skill. It's not like you get nothing.
And they get obviously the security updates and stuff too, you know.
Yeah, I think you get about as much as... I think Jagex has got it right with sort of making occasional free-to-play updates. I think it's good that way. You don't deserve regular updates or even semi-regular updates like members get because you don't contribute anything.
Yeah. Also, the thing that they said is that free-to-play is viewed more as the original game, right? That's
the demo.
Development. No, not demo. Original game. And members is the expansion. Which, with that model, they could have Members Plus Plus, which I'd gladly pay an extra $10 a month for.
That's because you're a nerd.
I don't know. I just sort of wish there was a higher price bracket, you know, so that we
could... Because you want to pay more to get more.
No, well, yeah, and so we could weed out some of the people who are just using it because it's $5 a month, you know?
Yeah, Shane, we've talked about this before, about your elitist attitude. Let's not go over it again.
It's not elitist.
Yes, it is very elitist.
No.
That question is from D-Money. Next question, do you want to read it?
Yes. Sup, dudes. Yeah, that sounded weird, hey?
Sup, dudes?
If you were magically...
Sup,
not
dudes?
Not much, you? Not much?
Yeah, anyway, I hate the word sup or was up or anything
Me
like
too,
that.
You know?
Anyway, go anyway. On to the question.
If you were magically given $1,000 gift certificate for any store that you wish, what store would you spend it at and what would you get? That's from King Kola.
I want a camcorder for some reason right now, and I'm sort of kind of on the edge of buying one, but I'm the sort of person, even when I have money, I'm quite tight with it. I don't
yes,
like,
that's me too. That's me too.
I don't like to spend it, even if I could easily afford it. I'm hesitant.
Yeah.
Hesitant to the max with money. At the moment, like I said, I want a camcorder, and I'm sort of, you know, because I'm going on holiday twice this summer, and I'd like to take a camcorder away with me to, you know, film, obviously. But I sort of, and a camcorder, it's been one of these things I've wanted ever since I was a little kid. I can remember when I was like a lot younger. I was like 8 or 9 years old, and the cheapest camcorders you could get were like £400, £500. And they were like, you know, those were crap, and the really nice ones were like into $1,000, but I can get a fairly decent one for a couple of hundred quid. But I'm still like, I don't know if I want to spend that much. So yeah, but I would probably buy myself a nice camcorder at the moment.
Okay.
And then the change.
Show me before you buy it.
What?
Show me before you buy it.
Yeah, okay.
What'd you do with the change?
The change I would spend on probably upgrades for my computer. If I could
have
enough.
That's good. Okay. For me, I would take a $1,000 gift certificate for the Apple Store, save it until the quad core notebooks come out. And then, yeah, it's fairly obvious after that, isn't it?
Yes.
Actually, we'll talk more about that in what we've been doing, but yeah, that's where I'd spend it. I know it's fairly obvious, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, King Kola. Next.
Shane and Brad, what MMOs other than RuneScape do you currently play, if any? I currently don't play any MMOs, but as I have said many times on the subject, I used to play World of Warcraft. Destroyer of Lives, Reaper of Souls.
What was that Flash one that you showed me?
I haven't played that in years. I just played it for a couple. I can't even remember what it was called now, but I remember I played it for like 5 minutes to try it out. Shane, what other MMOs do you play?
I don't play any other MMOs. I just
played
the World of Warcraft trial, which we all did that time.
When Shane fell off the boat. And Shane, this is a funny story, right? In World of Warcraft, if anybody plays World of Warcraft will know, the human models, like the human characters you can play as a human, they look really ugly. And so Shane was creating a character, and MQ Creepy, Mike, and Connor, I think it was, who is now banned, funny enough, they all created human characters, and sort of because you start in different areas, we were sort of all grouped together in the human starting area. Then Shane got his trial working, and I said, oh, you know, everyone's made humans, make a human. Shane didn't want to make a human. Shane wanted to make a night elf. He wanted to be an elf. And that's when I made a night elf and logged in with him, and we went on that boat, and Shane fell off, and I said, oh, just forget it, just die.
Oh. But I will be playing Star Trek Online when that comes out.
When that comes out.
You should too.
No, Shane, I shouldn't.
What do you think of the Iranian election on Twitter?
Oh, it's funny. I mean, it's just funny. I mean, I before the results come out, I was like, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if this was fixed. I know, you guess what it was.
I told you that, but it was coming out that they were going to be fixed.
It's funny as well, because they're like, I think if you're going to fix an election, right? I mean, there was, I think, the polls, because they extended the polls by, 4 hours on actual election day, because they'd had such a big turnout. And then about an hour after the poll had closed, after the extended deadline, they said, oh, Ahmadinejad's won. You can't count all the votes. They don't use voting machines. Either they hand count the votes. You can't declare a winner in 1 hour, or even unofficially. There was a link to an article in Dig I saw today that apparently a senior, some interior minister, apparently leaked results on Friday, and it showed Ahmadinejad coming in third place. Mousavi had 17 million results. One of the others had something like 13, I think, and Ahmadinejad had 5.
And why are we making relations with Iran?
I don't know. It's a messed up system in there, though, because, you know, they've got the Ayatollahs and who control everything and the religious council. And it's not democratic, really. It's democratic, but by proxy.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the same thing as having it's being non-democratic, you know?
It's an illusion of choice. Because the funny thing as well is it's not really democratic because the candidates actually have to be approved to go on the ballot. It's not like anybody can go on the ballot.
Another thing with this is that there are reports coming in on Twitter of people being like tear gassed and arrested and stuff like this.
Well, lots of a couple of them were killed, wasn't it?
Yeah, but there was no real coverage about it on the major news outlets until the day later. So the question is, do you believe what people are saying on Twitter? Yes, no, maybe so. I don't know. Would you believe it?
No.
Like, I could see where Twitter could be useful in that respect for news and stuff, but I'm not sure I'd be ready to believe it as a news source right away, hearing from direct from people, you know?
You never know, though.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway, one last thing, since this question was about the effect of Twitter had on the sort of the Iranian elections. I think it's great that social media like that is sort of, you know, a way to mobilize people and to spread messages and to communicate, basically. That's the last thing I had on that.
It lets everybody be a journalist.
Basically, yes.
Yeah. That question was from Nikatron.
Thank you.
Mr. Nikatron, check out our goal sigs. We have goal sigs on the front page of RSBNB. Select signatures. I don't know, just check out ours. I'm sure you can find one of ours for your woodcutting goal that you like. Thank you. Shane. So my dad used to use a line from Star Trek when talking to a neighbor about their messed up house plans that made it so their house was absurdly big and they never actually got it approved and stuff. But basically they did something annoying and everyone is pissed. The line he used was something along the lines of, "The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few." Anyway, the question. Have you ever used a Star Trek quote in real life or thought of a Star Trek situation? That's from Kefkatic Fanatic. Well, the answer is yes, of course.
How sad.
You just got very loud.
Didn't change anything, Shane.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that is actually one of the quotes that I've used in the past myself. I'd like to say that the more things change, the more they stay the same. It's from Star Trek, but it's not. But yeah, there's been a few cases where I've used stuff like that. It's sort of something that just happens when it becomes a part of your daily routine, you know? You know what I mean? But have you ever used any quotes like that, Brad?
No, never.
Any other quotes from anywhere?
Nope. Next question.
Okay.
Dear Shane, just wanted to let you know I got an A, 98% on that paper I wrote for my... How much do you have to get an A+, then, if 98% is an A?
100.
Just wanted to let you know I got an A, 98% on that paper I wrote for my English class regarding Canada and the Quebec separatism issues. I just want to thank you again for all you played in that paper as well. My paper turned out to be about 11 pages long. But host, what's the longest papers you've written? Question is from Zach Glenn. Longest paper I've written... I don't know, I never wrote papers that were that long. Probably about 3,000 words? I can't remember how many pages.
For me, probably about 5,000 words or 18 pages, I think.
What was that on? Star Trek, why you love Shatner.
It was on some United Nations thing in a first-year political science class. Which I don't remember what it is now, but oh well. So yeah. Thank you, Zach Glenn.
Next question. Dear Brandon Shane, if I had you run for political office, what would your slogans be? Let's take that one first. What would your slogan be, Shane?
Well, are we thinking municipally, federally, provincially? What do you think? I don't know. Let's just say federal.
Let's just imagine we're running for prime minister of our respective countries.
Okay. You first, then.
I would go with change, we can believe... Oh, wait, no, that's terrible. I would go for better than Shane 1288.
Come on, be serious.
What my slogan? I don't know, it's difficult. I'd probably go with it depends who my opponent is. I'd usually try one that sort of underhandedly smears my opponent. You know, like, okay. If my opponent was, you know, a serial rapist, I'd go, because I don't want to rape you.
Okay, let's just say your opponent's Gordon Brown.
I'd go with... Because let's face it. No, it's short and snappy. I'd be rubbish at this. I don't know, probably something at the fact that, I don't know, he was never democratically elected, so... I don't know. I'll probably just... If I was fighting against Gordon Brown, I'd just go, Gordon Brown's a twat. And I think that's a slogan everybody can agree with.
Okay. For me, it'd have to be Canada for Canadians or Canada for you. One of the two. Because something that always comes up is the national unity issue between the East, Quebec, and the West. So that's something that would have to be addressed, you know?
Yes.
Something along the lines I'd go with that. And there are other ways of saying or other things that are meant by that, but we're not going to go into that here because into a campaign platform. Because I have a few ideas, but I don't think people want to hear about them. So we're not going to talk about ideas unless Brad wants to, and I can edit this out and save it.
No, I have no desire.
Okay. Next part.
Next part. Tech news. Oh, sorry. Still in the last question. Have either of you heard or seen Project Natal? What do you think of it? Obviously, Microsoft ripoff of the Wii. But it does actually look better than the Wii, in my opinion. So I'll be interested to see, you know, what it's like when it is and the price of it when it hits retail.
Yeah, people are saying this could be part of a next generation Xbox kind of thing. But we actually talked about this last week in brief. So maybe go back and listen to last week's tech news about E3. And see what we had to say on it. But it's a good thing, but once again, it's a classic thing with Microsoft. Too little, too late. That's my view on it. And Brad, he wants you to speak in an American accent.
I cannot speak in a decent American... I can't do it.
Okay, try someone from just general U.S.
I can only do Southern.
You do realize you called the entire South kind of stupid, you know?
Yeah, but I think they should be able to take that. I mean, you know, like I've said, the area where I'm from, famous for people being a lot of farmers. People speak like farmers, like, you know, or actually, an area sort of southwest of where I live, the West Country. I'm not quite in the West Country, sort of in the West Country, but not really. People say they talk a bit like pirates. it's a bit like the farmer accent, but it's a bit more progressed than that. And somehow they go from farmers to pirates, which I don't quite understand myself. But I'm sure it makes perfect sense. I can't talk like that for too long.
You got the farmer accent down. That's good.
Well, yes, because that is my natural accent. If I didn't suppress it from a young age, I mean, this is how aware of my accent I was. At the age of 10, I wanted elocution lessons. How many 10-year-olds even know what elocution is? Exactly. And I wanted one because I didn't want to speak like a country bumpkin. But luckily, I didn't need them. I just sort of, by sort of suppressing it like a bitch, I managed to somehow get out of it.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, it's too bad. I would have liked to hear you as like a little kid, you know, with a farmer accent.
I never spoke like that, but I'm sure had I not made attempts to speak slightly more, I probably would have.
Oh, thank you, Hazeover. That's it for questions. We're moving on to tech news.
Tech news.
Opera Unite. The thing that was supposed to change the web.
I refuse to download this.
Yeah, I tried to get you to download it to test it, but no, you wouldn't.
I don't like how this is obviously their sort of little paragraph they've put together to promote it. It doesn't explain at all what the bloody thing does.
Okay, read it.
We're introducing a new technology called Opera Unite, radically extending what you're able to do online. What? Opera Unite harnesses the power of today's fast connections and hardware, allowing all of us to help define the future landscape of the web, one computer at a time. But what? Read about how Opera Unite is going to change the way we interact on the web with labs.opera.com. No, just tell me what it does.
I know. It is basically, they say, a web server with inside the web browser, which allows you to share files with people, photos, host websites, stream media from other places, and yeah, general kind of things like that. They have something called the lounge, which allows your friends to chat on the hosted computer. I don't know, like,
this sounds crap.
I don't think it's a good idea, you know, because most ISPs have regulations against using web servers on your personal computers, you know?
Yeah.
And they got this video on their site that sounds like some old man from the BBC is narrating it. Not something you want for supposedly going to...
Hey, what have you got against old man from the BBC?
I don't. I'm just... It's perfect for the BBC, but for something that's supposed to change the web, I don't think so. You know?
Okay.
We start our story with the invention of the modern-day computer. Over the years, computers grew in numbers, and the next natural step...
He doesn't sound like a BBC guy. How dare you?
...together to share things. But as these little networks grew into huge networks, some computers gained more power...
Stop that, Shane.
Yeah, I'm going to stop that video now. But somehow it's got four stars on YouTube. I don't know how, but okay. So, if you're interested in say Opera, maybe give this a try. But I really don't think it's that important. Like, they're not exactly reinventing the web with anything. So, yeah. Meanwhile, while this is all going on, Microsoft is donating 8 meals for each Internet Explorer 8 download, and in total, they'll donate up to $1 million.
Interesting.
Have you downloaded Internet Explorer 8?
No, but I might just to give some people some free food.
Oh, it's for the Feeding America network. So it goes to the U.S. I'm not doing that. I'd rather help people close at home, you know?
Oh, asshole.
Why? There's people here that need help rather than people in the U.S. Why not help someone more local? You know? Anyways, Opera Unite and donating meals. Next little piece of news, Microsoft Security Essential codename Morrow. Microsoft is coming out with an antivirus software. About time, don't you think?
Eh.
Because really, they create the problem, so they should fix it.
But they create the problem.
Yeah, they
That's
did.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. They say that basically it'll be... take the place of Windows Defender, and it'll handle all spyware infections and antivirus infections, check itself regularly for updates, and then, of course, it will also have a small memory footprint, which is good, you know. It's something that is kind of hard to do if you don't know what the OS is doing, which makes perfect sense for Microsoft to get into a solution like this. And it is sort of needed since they killed off Microsoft OneCare, but yeah, so watch out for this. We'll have more when it comes out, and maybe we'll look at it. But I don't know. Do you use antivirus?
No, not really.
Okay. Do you run it as an active scan or just only when it needs to be scanned?
I scan it if I have any problems with my computer,
okay.
Which is not regularly at all. So.
Yeah, that's good. I don't. I haven't run it for quite a few of my past installs, so. But of course, we're not saying that you should run without antivirus, because it's something that you need to be kind of trained into doing and know what you're doing, because otherwise you could cause lots of problems for yourself. So please run with antivirus. That's all I have for tech news this week.
Slow tech news week?
Well, no, it's just there's lots of important stuff for tech news, but it's they're kind of boring for people who aren't interested in it like I am, you know? So, anyways, yes. What have we got now? Tips of the trade, finding penguins. I'm going to point you over to informer.rsbnb.com to take a look at this article about finding the penguin distraction and diversions written by Tim. So just take a read through it, and it has some interesting tips on how to find the little penguins that are walking around in the form of a bush or a toadstool or something, and you can get quite a bit of XP from them. So that's at informer.rsbnb.com. Brad, do you want to do the skill of the month update?
Load faster, you crappy RSVB server. Anyway, it's changed a bit. Last week, Power Crazy was in the lead by a fairly sizable margin. Since then, he's been playing by X-Blades. X-Blades now in first place. Current XP gained 1.5 million. Power Crazy second with 25,000 short of a million, 925k. Owen further falling back in third place with 350k. Marking in fourth at 280. 9987 in fifth with 230k. Rodsey in 150k, then 135, 110, 109, 457. It's sort of all fall back. Bit of a potential two-horse race. X-Blades might have it.
But it's not over until it's over, you know, because with summoning you can get...
It's not over till it's...
You can get upwards of millions of XP per day, so... Depending on what you're doing. So everybody keep going, and there's no excuse to not have any XP this month, seeing as you even get points or experience for using a pouch or a scroll. Speaking of which, I haven't even used a Terror Bird since last week's Run Energy update.
How terrible of you.
I know. It's like they're absolutely useless now, along with energy potions. Anyways, it's time for me to make a pick. Last week was Power Crazy's pick, so this week I'm going to go.
You go.
This week I have a movie for you guys. I'm not sure any of you guys have seen this. It goes into sort of what we were talking about earlier for kind of movies that we'd like. This one's sort of... It's not entirely techie-based, but it is sort of. It's Firewall. Brad, have you seen Firewall with Harrison Ford?
Yes. No, I haven't. I've never seen it.
Okay, well, you should. That's my pick of the week, Firewall. It's basically about a modern bank robbery involving computers rather than actually going in and holding up a bank. So, it's quite interesting, hence the name Firewall.
Does it try and tell us that the bank would have been fine if they had a firewall?
No. It tells us that when people design your security software, they can get into the bank easily.
They can exploit it.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's a good movie. It's a few years old now, but it's incredibly accurate, I feel, in terms of the technology standpoint, which is one of the few movies that are actually out there that are put an emphasis on that. Like, for instance, they actually use Microsoft PCs for the movie, which is something
you
rarely see. So, I don't know. Check it out. Firewall. This next thing is a little bit of a community-based thing I wanted to make you guys all aware of. Starting next week with episode 210, you'll be able to suggest stories for us, whether they be a text story, a pic, a RuneScape posting somewhere. Basically, the way you do this is we have this social bookmarking site called Delicious. You know Delicious, Brad?
Yes.
Delicious.com. We have an account called RSBNB Update. So delicious.com/RSBNB Update will pretty much have all the links for the stories that we've been discussing that week. Also, if you want to suggest a story, it's really simple. All you need to do is create a Delicious account and then tag the story with 4:RSBNB Update. That's it. Then we'll get your story suggestion. So we're going to be using Delicious a bit for that. If you're not sure what it is, just go to delicious.com. They have a nice little about section. Brad, sounds like you're sleeping.
I am sleeping.
Really? Okay. So what have you been up to?
Nothing.
Nothing. Jim?
Jim, yes, I have been to the gym.
Anything else?
No.
That's a rather boring week then, isn't it?
Nothing I really want to discuss with you lot.
Oh,
no,
I've
not done anything that interesting. Nothing that requires that I brag about it here, so no, nothing. Nothing I want to talk about.
Okay. As for me, I've been doing some Slayer on RuneScape. I got 4 tasks done. Which
well,
is kind of interesting because
you
I
want
haven't done
the
any
medal?
No, not yet. Give me a medal when I get 10, please. But I hadn't done any Slayer since the Smoking Kills quest last year. Hence that was a long time ago. So I'm just working towards a bit of Slayer right now. Yesterday I took my MacBook Pro in to get examined because the video card was exhibiting symptoms of it failing, and sure enough it was. So they're ordering a part for that, so I should have that sorted out by next week. I'm not sure if there's anything else, is there?
Nothing else, Shane.
Remember to come to our events this weekend. Check out the events forum. Or just rather look at the events rotator on the forums. forums.rsbnb.com. Anything else?
Nothing else.
Okay. I think we're done then for this episode of RSBNB Update known as 209. So with that said, goodbye from Brad.
Another episode of RSBNB Update done, and I'm rather tired.
Okay. So with that said, goodbye everyone.
Shane's dying. You can't try. Anyway, back to the question, Shane. If you could stop dying for a minute, please.
Yeah.
Please. I think it's against RSBNB rules to die whilst recording the update. We may have to ban you.